Episode 61. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Waheed Tanner, and will be your host today. The prototype creational pattern is great for creating objects that you may not know about ahead of time. If your program allows users to build complex objects from simpler components and then needs to build more of these complex objects, or if your program loads plugins at runtime, then it can benefit from this design pattern. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code free live class? Text PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. The basic description says that this pattern allows you to create new objects by copying prototypes or examples. Before we get too far into this explanation, I want to explain an important concept that's directly applicable to this pattern as well as any time you need to copy items. This concept is the difference between a shallow copy and a deep copy, and sometimes there's no difference at all. Let's take a simple example and say you just have an integer variable called height with the value 1. You can create another integer variable called another height and assign it whatever value is in the height variable. When you're done, both variables will contain the value 1. There's no need to consider a shallow versus deep copy because it just doesn't apply. You either assign the value from another integer or you don't. The really important part about this assignment is that while both height and another height have the value 1, you can change another height to 3 without affecting the height variable. Even if they have the same value, they have their own independent values. Let's take a more complicated example and look at a class with a couple integer member variables, height and width. You have a class with either your own custom assignment operator and copy constructor, or you're using the default. Let's call this class a box, and you have an instance called redbox that's 3 wide and 5 tall. The units are up to you. These could be feet, inches, meters, or whatever. You have another box called the blue box that you copy from the red box. When you're done, both boxes will have their own width and height that's the same. They're also independent of one another. But what about a pointer or a reference? If you have an integer variable called height with the value 1, and then you declare a pointer to an integer variable called height pointer, and assign height pointer the address of your height integer, then height pointer points to height. Now you already know that there's really only a single integer value in memory here with the value 1. The other pointer variable just points to the same memory. Changing height to the value 3 will also change the value that the height pointer variable points to. This is because it points to the same thing. But what if we have another pointer variable called another height pointer and assign it a copy of height pointer? All we really have now are two pointers that both point to the same integer in memory. There's still just a single integer value that now has the value 3. You can copy pointers all you want to another pointer, and all you get is that they point to the same thing. This is called a shallow copy. If you want a deep copy, well, then you're going to need to go deeper. To make a deep copy of height pointer, you need to first make a copy of the actual integer that height pointer points to. This will give you two separate integer values in memory that initially have the same value. Then you create another height pointer and set it to point to this new integer. When you're done, height pointer and another height pointer will no longer point to the same memory. They'll point to their own separate integers. Deep copies end up changing pointer values during the copy so they have their own values. If you copy the pointers as is, then they point to the same thing and you have a shallow copy. Now, you don't normally refer to shallow versus deep copies with just a single pointer copy like this, but you can if you want to be explicit. Shallow versus deep copies are normally discussed when they apply to classes that contain pointers or references. In other words, when there's the possibility that copying an instance will result in both classes referring to the same member data. A deep copy can't just stop at the first pointer it finds either, because you can have a class with a member pointer that points to another class type, which could also have pointers. To perform a deep copy, you have to duplicate the entire structure. If you don't, then you may end up with some portion of the class data being shared between the copy and the original. All right, enough background. I'll explain what this all has to do with the prototype pattern right after this message from our sponsor. Even the most famous programming experts had to start somewhere. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to 44222 now. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. You get tangible results from the beginning. Text the word PROGRAM to 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Back to the prototype pattern. This pattern is really good at creating instances of classes you may not have even heard about when your application was written. Why would you ever need to create something that doesn't exist when you're writing the code in the first place? Let's say that your application lets users customize inventory items and then combine them in interesting ways to create something unique. Then, if the user can save this creation so that it can be used again later, you're going to probably want that later use to have its own values. The custom creation has effectively become part of your program and is used to build yet more custom items. You need some way to create these new items, but they didn't exist in the original program. How can you create something when you don't know what you're creating? That's not quite accurate, because you know what you need to create. You just need to copy what's already there. Another example is maybe your application allows other developers to add on to it and extend it in ways you never thought about originally. If you want to allow users to make use of these add-ons, then they're probably going to expect to be able to work with multiple instances of each add-on. Maybe this is an adventure game, and some other developer adds a new monster type. You'll want the hero to fight several of these new monsters, and a really good way to do that is to copy new monsters from the one that was created by the developer. But this still hasn't answered the question of how do you go about copying something when you have no idea what you're copying? The answer is simple. You don't. What you do instead is declare a base class that any add-ons or user creations will derive from, and in the base class declare a virtual method called clone. For user-created items, the user isn't really programming new code, just changing some values and combining existing or other user-created content into new combinations. All you need to do is make sure that your initial classes that derive from your base class implement the clone method with the deep copy. And for add-ons that another programmer provides, such as a completely new type of monster, the developer will be responsible for implementing the clone method to perform the deep copy. Your original code just works with the base class clone method, which returns a full deep copy as another pointer to the base class. You just work with these copies as if they are all base classes and don't need to worry at all about what specific type or combination of types they represent. I'll also mention that just like the user might be allowed to build new types by changing values and combining types, you can do the same thing. If you have a bunch of classes that are all similar, then consider making them just a single class with some data members that control the differences. Then you can store what would have been various classes as a data file that you can read from disk to construct them. You can call in the same clone method to create a new instance, which you can then customize with its own data. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning, but even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming, and you will learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.